Welcome to episode 75 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
I'm Chris, and we have some guests with us today. We have Mark and Megan.
Hello.
We're back from our, six city live tour we did?
Yeah.
So that's why we still have to go through and edit those episodes, but we've been on the road since August? No, not, it is August now. June? When did we stop?
It's been a while.
Been a while.
So, Mark, you brought the beers. So, what are we tasting tonight?
Red Shedman is a brewery, small little brewery, out in Mount Airy, Maryland. Actually, pretty close to where we are right now.
Don't give it away. We don't want the fans to know.
We are currently in Rio de Janeiro,
watching the Olympics.
Watching the Olympics. There is a winery out there, and I went to go do a wine tasting there yesterday. And while we were there, we realized there was a brewery there, and we walked in. And it's when you go in, it's a bar type place with everything on tap. But you go and you walk to the edge, and you look down, and there's literally a room about the size of a garage that's extremely tall. And they got four vats about 15 feet tall each. They're doing small batches, and they're doing them in small quantities in that they had a couple things on tap, but they were already on to whatever the next a bunch of stuff in the vat was. So it's not like they're doing a high volume at all.
So this is like a farm brewery?
It's a farm brewery. It actually says farm brewery and... I can't read that small. Farm brewery and pub yard. And... Red Shedman is the name of it, and it's out of Mount Airy, Maryland. Brewed in Mount Airy, Maryland by Red Shedman, redshedman.com. And so I went and I got four beers so we could try them today.
All right, what's the first one?
First one is called the Reaper.
Crack that open.
Don't fear the Reaper.
This is a stout.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you have the plates there.
Here you go, Mike.
Thanks.
I'm going to read off the bottle in just a moment. After I pour my...
So it's got a very dark...
Oh, it is very much a stout.
Opaque.
I get some kind of, I get a little bit of funkiness or something.
I get like a sour,
chocolate
like a tart going on.
I get some maybe wininess.
Yeah, so I get the wininess.
You get a tart.
A little bit tart, yeah.
It's almost like a chocolate sour.
You certainly smell the malt in there too, though.
Was this in the back of your car all day before you got here?
Yeah, is that a problem? No, it's been in a fridge all day. I got it from their fridge, took it home to my fridge, brought it here to your fridge. This is from the bottle. This stout reaps the benefit of being aged in bourbon barrels over 3 months. Expect a mouthful of delight splashed with the sweetness of cherry and vanilla, which I don't smell either
of
those things.
Sour cherry.
Black as night, this beer will leave you mourning over your empty glass.
So
this
doesn't taste like a stout. Well, it tastes like a chocolate stout mixed with a sour.
It tastes sour.
I'm getting a sour.
And I don't really get the bourbon, too many bourbon notes. I just get a little bit of, maybe a hint of cherry and sour.
But a sour cherry. It's almost like a cherry soda, cherry chocolate soda.
Can you taste the cherry?
I can
taste some of the back end, actually.
How about you, Megan? You taste any of those notes?
A little bit of cherry.
You do get the cherry?
Mm-hmm. I smell wine.
Right, it's like...
So they make wine at this place, too?
Well, it's separate. It's a separate... I mean, it's all
the
same farm. Yeah. But they've got they've got their vineyard, which is when you drive in, it's, a quarter mile of grapes. So they got their vineyard, and then this is just a building off to the side with four... I was going to read the... You're 26 IBUs.
All right, 26 hops in there.
7% alcohol by volume.
It doesn't taste very alcohol-y to me.
I'm getting a little boozy burn there, but I'm with you. It kind of has a wine...
It goes down a lot smoother than...
You would maybe even mistake it, like not being a beer if you were blindfolded.
Yeah, like it's like, again, it's a mix of a bunch of different flavors.
Which isn't bad.
No.
Now,
there's chocolate. I definitely get chocolate notes.
And I smelled chocolate in the bouquet, but I'm tasting them more than I smelled them.
And then I get the sour cherry, and it's very effervescent, so it's like, almost like, you know, I could see, like, you, yeah, if I was blindfolded, I'd be like, oh, this is some kind of malt beverage.
Or something, like a flavor. Because I do smell the malt in there.
Yeah, you ever have chocolate wine? Mm-hmm. You ever seen that Gail and Al actually got chocolate wine once? It kind of has this kind of like tang to it.
This is so we were.
I like it.
Megan and I were at this brewery today, and we decided not to try any of this, so that we could actually. So I don't know anything about this beer, but none of these beers. I do like it.
All right.
I don't know if I'd go for a second glass. I would finish this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd go with the second pint or not. I think I might actually try some. I would try something else, which we're going to. But it's almost like this is, I don't know, there's something not bad about it, but it's not the kind of beer I'm going to be like, I'll have another one of those.
It tastes like they took all the leftovers and put it in one bottle.
It sort of does.
There's a lot of different flavors going
on. So did you guys ever go to the skating rink as a kid and make those suicide drinks where you would go to the soda fountain and try a little of each flavor?
Here's some Dr. Pepper, here's some Sprite, here's some Coke.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing when you were talking about that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a good description, but not that it comes off bad, but...
Mm-mm. No, it's not like...
But it doesn't... It seems
I think
like
it's supposed to taste like
crisis.
This, but I'm just...
Well, the description on the bottle leaves nothing to say that it's going to... It says cherry and vanilla, and it says sweetness. There is a little bit of sweetness in it for a beer.
I think if they said they aged it in Chardonnay barrels instead of bourbon barrels, it would have made more sense to me.
I do like the farm breweries. I'm a big fan of, like, Waradaka is out there, too, which I think I've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, last,
but
last,
I went
last time
again,
we were together.
And it wasn't as crowded, and it was awesome because, like, you get your flight of beer,
and
hang out on the lawn, kids run around, do whatever. They even have, like, pony rides and stuff.
You mean calm, man.
We went to lunch in Mount Airy today, and they had Waradaka beers on their list.
Cool.
So.
Did you try it?
No.
No?
Because I was saving my palate for tonight.
So we go to second beer, we go to beer experiences, we want to hear more about the brewery. What do you want to do?
Why don't you grab another beer and we'll... you have any beer experience? Anything you want to talk about?
I had an international beer experience.
That's right. You went down to South America.
I was south of the border.
And did they have beer there?
They did. So the number one beer that you can get everywhere was... now I forgot what it was called. But it was basically like Budweiser in a different bottle.
Well, Budweiser's in a different bottle now.
Is it?
America.
Is it still America?
It's called America.
It did not have America in South America, which is funny because it's still America. I did, so as is my wont when I go international travel, I don't purposely, there we go. It's the Cuscohena is the recommended beer of Peru.
What is that?
Michelob.
Okay. It even has the Michelob bottle.
Right. It looks like Michelob, tastes like Michelob, but it was okay. But then we went to this city called Cusco, which is outside Machu Picchu, or it's where most tours will take you, because it's the Inca holy city. And it's on the Inca lines, like all Inca lines lead to Cusco. But thank you. It's it's at 11,000 feet. So you go there to get acclimated, and then Machu Picchu is at 8,000 feet, so you don't feel like it's actually going back low again. Mm-hmm. So you can breathe and walk around.
Do all the stairs and stuff.
Yeah, and not go, oh my God, I'm gonna die. But in Cusco, there's an Irish pub. And every international travel I've done, I've been able to find, no matter what country I'm in, an Irish pub. And I wasn't looking for it, but I was like walking around the square, and I was like, holy shit, there's an Irish pub. I gotta go. And so I go up, and you guys, I posted, for those of you who know our website, Right when you walk in, there's this giant plaque that says, this is the highest elevation Holy Irish owned pub in the world. And I happened to, I didn't know about it before.
At 8,000 feet.
No, it was at 12,000 or 11,100.
Oh, at the acclimation site.
This is at the city of Cusco. So I go in there, I was like, damn, man, I'm going to get some Guinness. And I go, and they're like, we don't have Guinness. We have Guinness cans.
Okay.
And then there's another sign right by their taps that says, Guinness stopped shipping to Peru in 1996 for lack of consumption. They're like tired of getting kegs sent back right. and whatever, and the quality. There wasn't enough demand. But when they stopped shipping, it was before they got tourism went really high. But anyway.
That's an interesting point, though, that... That's just an interesting story that here's a place where you can't get Guinness because nobody drank Guinness
in Peru. But what they did have on tap, though, was a locally brewed quinoa porter, and that was really good. It was like a milk stout. It was creamy. It was chewy.
I've never seen a quinoa beer yet, that's new.
It's, well, that's where we're in quinoa country in the Andes plains, but it was a really good beer, good experience. Peru is awesome. If anybody has it on their bucket list, you've got to go, man. And it's totally awesome. The food's amazing. I did not eat any guinea pigs, though.
Oh, come on.
I didn't. I couldn't do it. There was one buffet where I was like, I could have tried guinea pig, and I was like, man, I can't do it. But I did eat alpaca. Highly recommend it, dude. That meat, fantastic. It was really tasty. It did not taste like, I thought it would be like goat or sheep or like have that kind of weird gamey taste. But it was just like eating steak, except it's really low cholesterol, very lean meat, really high in flavor. It was yummy.
Same thing happened to me when I was in Alaska, where I tried caribou.
Caribou?
And it was not, I thought it was going to be gamey, and it wasn't. It was actually a really good meat.
And it's a lean meat too, right?
It was a lean meat.
Or is it all blubbery because they're up in the tundra?
Nope. Well, the stuff that I had, it was in a stew. It wasn't blubbery at all. It was good.
Nice. So that's my beer experience.
All right. Well, let's try the next
This is
beer.
Another stout from Red Shedman. This is called Grinder Espresso Stout.
Ooh.
Okay.
So let's get a guess that we're going to have some coffee.
Oh,
notes.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I get chocolate, too.
Chocolate and coffee.
Notes.
I can smell.
It smells like Christmas.
It smells like a Starbucks. Am I allowed to say Starbucks?
Yeah.
It smells like a
Not
as coffee as house.
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
It smells like a Dunkin'. It smells more like a Dunkin' Donuts because the
That's
chocolate.
That's what it is. It smells
donuts.
Like Dunkin' Donuts. That's a mutton. Ooh, that tastes like coffee.
It really does. It's interesting how nothing we've tasted so far of the two tastes
it's
like beer.
Chocolate too. It's lighter than I was kind of expecting from the smell.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually the same. It's the same darkness as you're getting out of the Reaper.
Neither one has had a pronounced head. It's a tan. Tan, tight, bubbled head.
What's the alcohol percentage of this one?
So we got an IBU of 26.
26 hops in it.
And which is all very similar to the Reaper, and 5.4% alcohol.
Okay.
From the bottle, our rich and expressive stout flaunts the invigorating aroma of a freshly pressed cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
True
Emboldened
that.
With freshly ground Colombian beans, this espresso stout is just as suitable for an after-dinner drink as it is for the brewer's breakfast table, because that's what you really want at 8 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning with your pipe.
I would
is this
yeah,
beer.
I mean,
I would have this in the
some
morning.
Scrambled eggs and bacon and some of this beer.
You know what I would have this
on vacation?
Right.
Why not?
On a Sunday brunch with waffles and chicken, man, this would go nice with that maple syrup and fried chicken stuff. That soul food. Mm-hmm,
it's good. I like it. I like it a lot more than the last one, especially.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot more than the last one. I still don't know if I'd order a second cup.
I would.
I mean, glass.
More?
Yeah. Pass that down, Mike.
You can tell
that we're at my house because the wicker squicker in the background.
Is that what we're calling it? The wicker squicker?
I don't know. Every time I move, it's
that's
a
my new band.
Horrible name.
So. Wicker squicker.
I'm trying to make my children take a walk. They're so.
Now I have to edit that out.
Yeah, they're really annoying.
Nobody in this podcast knows that children are involved.
How do you think we keep the tapes on the reel-to-reel movie?
Except that one episode.
Right.
Oh, that's
Have
right.
Have fun, guys.
Or they are not annoying. They are being annoying.
Love you guys.
Edit what I said out, though.
He doesn't have a power cord. We got to keep this rolling. Yes.
You guys did a did a podcast with the kids. What were they drinking?
Root beer.
Handcrafted sodas.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm. It was our April Fool's Day episode.
Sugar
high.
Oh, my. We're
going to
be up all night.
Why? Because it actually has coffee in it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it does.
There's caffeine in this?
Well, the alcohol.
Does it say caffeine?
No, it says it's freshly ground Columbia beans. Well.
Yeah.
Caffeine and alcohol. Huh.
Please don't take
that
it there.
Please do not edit that out. All right. Want to do the IPA next, or do you want to do it last?
Just grab one.
Is the funny bourbon.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And we'll finish the IPA.
All right, while we're drinking this, I have some beer experiences to talk
about. Let's hear it.
So, you were talking about the brewery at 11,000 feet. Or
yes.
The, not a brewery, I guess just a bar.
It was a bar, yeah.
It
wasn't
too,
a brewery
or no? Okay.
No, it's a
so
straight
I was
up
in
Irish pub.
Leadville, Colorado, which is at 10,600 feet or so.
Just 1,000 feet less.
And, so I was in Denver for work and went up to the mountains on the weekend and did a bike trip around Leadville and then went to find the brew pub there. It's called Periodic Brewing. Highly recommend it. They have very good beer. They had a
how far from Denver is that?
Leadville is about 2 hours.
2 hours?
2.5 hours maybe.
So
I was staying in Evergreen
already. It's not necessarily
a
day trip or whatever.
I did a day trip from Evergreen, which is half an hour outside of Denver. So, Periodic, so they're at like 10, they have like their merch all says, at 10,000.
But this is a brewery.
It's a brewery, yeah. And it must be hard to, isn't like the boil temperature more difficult at altitude and stuff?
Yes, it is.
But yeah, I think every town in Colorado has to have a brewery, so.
I'm gonna get you another glass.
They are.
I was driving through like the little towns on the way there and back, and like every single one has a brewery or a brew pub.
So, do they also have merch stores like Green Crosses?
Oh yeah, lots of those places too. I didn't partake.
It's legal, Chris.
It is.
But it's not legal here, man.
No, it's not.
So you couldn't leave.
Can't bring it back. Also, I went to the Ruddy Duck Brewing Company in Southern Maryland.
Ruddy Duck?
Ruddy Duck, it's called. It's down by, I'm so old. I can't remember anything anymore.
Is it the old Wild Goose Brewery?
No, it's Southern Maryland, not Eastern Shore. It's, St. Mary's City down by there. And,
Ruddy Duck Brewery and Grill. Solomon's Island.
Solomon's Island. No, not that one. There's a Solomon's Island. There's another one. They have two.
I drink more beer after a podcast with you guys.
Nope, you're right. Solomon's Island.
Thank you.
Or near there, yeah. So, Ruddy Duck in Solomon near Solomon's Island. Down there in Southern Maryland. It's just kind of like a standard brew pub restaurant type place, but good beers and...
they brew their own?
Brew their own. Good stuff. They have a couple different locations down in Southern Maryland. So check them out if you're ever down in that area. If you're going to the cliffs, what are those cliffs called? Calvert Cliffs?
Calvert Cliffs, yeah.
To get your shark teeth.
And the fossils.
Yeah, so we went down and went out to Calvert Cliffs.
That's actually a really cool hike, isn't
it? It is cool, yeah.
I really like that hike.
There's a lot of, parks in that area, and a lot of history. The channel there, the Patuxent River, was one of the early landing areas for the white folk. To start exploiting the land.
Yes.
Killing Indians and whatnot.
So I've got a brew story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Because I haven't been on this show since September.
Yeah, you should have something.
I went to Trinity. I went to Providence with some friends.
Uh-huh.
Back in September of last year. And we went to Trinity. And I thought that Trinity was a bigger name. but maybe it's just because...
What is Trinity? That's a brewery?
It's a brewery.
Okay,
in
Providence.
And they have in Providence bar, and right behind the bar are their vats. And so it's right there on site, like literally right in front of you. And it's pretty good stuff. I actually don't remember the stuff that I tried, because it was back in September and I was drinking.
Is that because it was good?
It was good. I'll pay more attention, because I also go to BBC in Louisville every once in a while, and they got vats on site.
You brought some of that stuff.
Yes, I did. They called because the Bluegrass Brewing Company does Goodwood, and is what we had last time. But they have like a tons of Goodwood. I could do a whole thing on it's like seven Goodwoods. I could bring seven different beers, and we could try seven different beers from Goodwood.
And
they're all brewood with woods.
Different
right?
woods. Yeah. Different woods. Yeah. Some poplar. Some
or barrel.
Maple.
Or, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
that stuff is good.
Yeah,
well, I had
good.
Some in Cincinnati when you didn't visit me.
So, edit that out. Are we doing the next one, or are you guys still in your coffee?
Still drinking it.
I'm enjoying that coffee.
All right.
As it warms up, any more flavors?
Yeah. More coffee.
Nothing like warm coffee.
No, but it really... It tastes like a really good coffee stout. It gets that... But it is missing a little bit of the bitterness.
Oh, there's no bitterness in
it's
that.
It's like very sweet. It's like a milk stout.
Well, both their stouts were pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's a little aqueous, I want to say.
I love that word.
The $5 word.
It's the inverse of chewy.
But I like it.
But one thing I wanted to say about the first beer that I
the Reaper?
The non-beer beer?
That reminded me of a Dogfish Head beer.
Sort of.
You know what I mean? Like one of those things where they're experimenting with a bunch of crazy flavors. Like that, what was that one with the Pearl Jam one where the guy wanted to make it taste like Corona and Chardonnay?
Yeah.
Like it, to your point where it tastes like they took some dregs of other things and mixed it together. But it's interesting. So I don't mean to bash on it, because I'm going to try more at the end of the show.
Farm Brewery and Hop Yard. So did you see the hop vines?
I did not see the hop vine. Because again, you drive in, and it could be right there next to the vineyard. But I mean, you drive in, and it's
the hop vines would be like 25 feet in the air.
And then no, I didn't. Because I wasn't paying attention either. We actually went there to do a wine tasting, and the vineyard is just, you know, it's a quarter mile long up the road. I mean, it's a quarter mile long and however far back it goes. So we were there for the wine tasting, and that's what I was paying attention to, was the wine. This was an afterthought, because we drive up and we're like, oh, what's going on here? And I knew that I wanted to come to the podcast, I wanted to bring some good stuff. So, although good is relative.
It's perfect.
It's extremely micro. And I
love the farm breweries.
And I recommend going also because there's about six things on tap that I haven't even brought today. So
who washed this glass?
I don't know. I pulled it out and I...
Like one of your kids?
Yeah. There are no kids here.
Here, you want this one? This one's cleaner. I'll take the risk.
So this is this
nice
is brand new.
Golden.
Okay, what is this one called?
This is Honey Bourbon Barrel-Aged Beer.
A brownish-orange
color. Yeah, it's kind of a unique color.
It's not amber.
Honey-colored or...
It's like a dark gold... I don't know.
We get a little sweetness.
A little. Nice, I don't know if it's honey though. Yeah, it does have a little bit of a white head to it. I don't know if I taste. If I smell honey though.
Yeah, tight.
I really have to
bubbles.
Get my nose in there.
I'm not getting any bouquet, but
not a lot.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, I like that.
If you like sweet beers, this is it.
I like chocolate milk.
I don't get that much flavor.
You're not getting sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a mead, like an effervescent mead. It's very, very bubbly.
So what is it called again?
It's called Honey Bourbon Barrel-Aged Beer from Red Shed. Let me read off the bottle. This is 26 IBU. They pretty much keep their IBUs in the 26, 27 range. 9% alcohol by volume.
Wow.
Woo. Our honey bourbon is made from Red Shedman honey rye that's stored in single-use Virginia bourbon barrels. The aging process infuses rich notes of oak and the distinct taste of bourbon. Make any day a smooth one with honey bourbon.
I'm not getting the bourbon.
I'm not getting any bourbon. And I'm getting honey, but it's not... It's there, it's present, but it's not front and center. You said it's sweet?
Yeah.
I don't think it's as sweet as I think you're tasting.
Really?
And I can... I like the sweet.
Let me cleanse my palate then.
Gross.
No, I'm still getting sweet. It tastes like mead.
I mean, I taste what you're tasting, but I don't think it's as front and center. It's something called honey bourbon. I would expect it to be almost sweeter than this.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
I'm going to ask her, young lady.
I get a little...
Do you taste sweet, Megan?
She needs the beer.
Jeez. So about the brewery, it was a typical January evening, dark, cold, and windy. The young Allen children were all in their rooms for the night. Snow was blowing from everywhere. You could hear the wind howling through the eaves. One of the older children heard a slight tapping sound coming from the bathroom. As the evening progressed, the tapping became more noticeable and was startled by the noise. He alerted his siblings. The sound grew louder. Children felt surely a burglar was trying to break into the house. Where's the stuff about the beer? They called the cops.
This sounds like a Christmas carol.
This is a long lead up.
Parents, they proceeded to perform a perimeter search. There's no footprints anywhere and determined no intruder had been present. The children's father assured them that they were safe, sent them back to bed. At breakfast the next morning, their father tried to explain that Sam was merely winter's fury. Have a bit of fun with the kids. He personified the noise. And so the Red Shedman was born. Oh, I see. That's the origin of Red Shedman.
I thought the father was going to die.
A mysterious person who resided in the family's Red Shed. And for years afterwards, anytime something would go bump in the night, their father joked that Red Shedman was coming. Children now grown, and the Red Shed has long since been torn down. This beer is dedicated to Jack Allen, our beloved father. Well, that doesn't say anything about the brewery.
Come visit our brewery.
Oh, because I did the story of Red Shedman.
I'll just edit that out.
Thanks. About us. Red Shedman Farm Brewery and Hop Yard is located among the rolling hills of Mount Airy, Maryland, on 200 acres of farmland between Frederick and Baltimore. We cultivate several varieties of hops, including Cascade, Columbus, Chinook, Nugget, and Cristal. The lower level of the brewery is dedicated to the production based on a 15-barrel brew house. That's what you were telling us. The upper level in the breweries is the brewery's tasting room where you can enjoy a flight or a pint, light fare, and the big screen TVs. Beer is available on tap and in cans, growlers, and kegs for retail sale.
They have half growlers as well.
So I have another recent beer experience. I heard about Jay Wakefield down in Miami, Florida, which is supposed to be this really good brewery in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
And their brew pub has a distinctive Star Wars theme to it. If you look it up online, there's some cool pictures of it. And I got really excited about seeing it. So on that trip to Peru, I was mentioning... We were flying in and out of Miami. And so when we returned, we had some time and I had a rental car. So I was like, oh, let's go check out this brew pub before we head back up to mid-Florida, which is where we were leaving from. So I get the directions and I go and we drive through this neighborhood, which turns out, I don't know if you've heard the news lately, the only place in America where there's Zika is in the neighborhood of Wynwood. That's where the brewery is. So I was right there with the Zika virus, probably got it. So
you do look a little pale.
So, well, and the children I keep having have tiny, tiny heads. So we get to the brewery and find it. And it's a borderline neighborhood that looks a little bohemian, but probably if you go too far one way or the other is less bohemian, more dangerous.
Florida.
That's true, too. But... it's closed Monday, so this was a Monday.
Oh.
But there was this really badass mural of Darth Vader and Boba Fett. Boba Fett was like in this Aztec art.
Did you take a picture of it?
I'm going to see if I did take a picture. But if I didn't, my daughter did. But so
the one that is now infected with Zika virus.
She has Zika, and her children have tiny heads, which then I can just easily smother them with a paper towel because it's too... too soon to have children. But the good news is... that must have been someone else's phone. The good news is we went to a restaurant that had their beer on tap. and I had a fantastic flight of all different kinds of South Florida beers.
Nice.
Maybe I'll talk about it in another episode.
Nice.
You can just add that whole thing out, man.
I would like to point out that out of all the beers, Megan has poured a second glass of the honey bourbon. So she
I noticed that.
She does enjoy this.
So what you're saying is it's a chick beer.
No.
I don't know, though. If I were a young man and unmarried and the girls that I was taking to the brew pub liked this 9% beer... I'm just going to stop.
Would you like a third glass? What are you
All right. Well, Mark is getting the next beer. We've got an article.
An article?
Yeah. And it's a Listomania.
A Listomania?
Maryland's 20 best beers.
Maryland has 20 beers.
So, starting off, this is an honorable mention. Natty Bo.
Natty Bo.
Does it actually say honorable mention?
Not actually brewed in Maryland anymore, and that's something why.
Where's it brewed?
Wisconsin.
No. All right. Number 20. Flying Dog's Pearl Necklace Oyster Stout.
I like that one, both for the name and the taste.
I think we've had that one on the show.
We have.
Heavy Seas, Red Sky at Night, another one we've had on the show.
Yes.
Where's Heavy Seas? Flying Dog's in Frederick.
Baltimore.
Heavy Seas in Baltimore.
Heavy Seas in Baltimore.
Evolution Craft Brewing's Lucky Seven Porter. We've never had their beers on the
show.
I think
at?
They're Eastern Shore.
Eastern Shore.
I believe. We'll stop at 10.
Okay.
So let's go number...
We're going from the bottom up?
we're going from
the top down.
Yeah, from 20 to...
Number 17.
Thank you.
Duclaw's Double Spiced 31, a Munich-style Dunkel.
And ooh. Where's Duclaw's?
Anne Arundel? Baltimore-ish?
Yeah.
I'm just saying because Maryland...
There are a few Duclaw, but it's like northeastern Maryland? I don't know. Maryland's
suburban Baltimore, right?
Yeah, so Anne Arundel County. They have one in Hartford County. All right, number 16, another Heavy Seas, Small Craft Warning Uber Pills.
I haven't had that.
I've had that one. We haven't had it on the show, though. Number 15, Stillwaters of Love and Regret. We've never had their beers on the show. He's like a gypsy brewer that actually brews at other breweries. He doesn't have his own brewery.
Like borrows other people's gear. Yeah.
But his beer is really good.
All right, let's track some of that down.
Number 14, National Premium.
Sounds like Natty Bo.
It does. I don't know what that is. Not a lot of info on that one.
Honey Brown, going
right.
down.
Number 13, Pub Dog Blonde Dog. I think I've been... Have I been to this brewery?
Where's Pub Dog?
They are. I think they're
another
like
dog and beer.
Anne Arundel type area.
Did they fill the gap left by Bang Hound?
All right, another Duclaw. Number 13, Duclaw's H-E-R-O, Chocolate Chipotle. Hero, that stands for... Honest, excellent, robust, and original.
Nice. Spicy sweet.
Duclaw breweries are cool places, though. The food's really good.
Yeah.
There's one in that... What's that mall? That mall.
So
Anne Arundel
they brew...
Mall or whatever.
They brew, yes, because there is one in Anne Arundel. They brew at each one of their restaurants,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I understand, because I've been to a Duclaw's, and I think it was in Anne Arundel Mall.
And they used... I think they have one at BWI Airport.
Isn't it
Duclaw?
Yeah.
You said that?
Okay. And they brew there as well.
No, I don't think they brew there.
They do not brew at the airport. It's too dangerous.
Where's John Dean? Why isn't he here?
Yeah, John could answer that question.
Is he on vacation or something?
Well, no, he doesn't like
yes.
it.
I'm on vacation. I'm here.
But, I mean, is he not here?
No, he's in town.
He's here.
Why isn't he here then?
Why don't you text him on your phone?
Did you text him?
Your cellular telephone. I did not text him on my cellular.
Oh, that's
why I'm
not here.
All right, another Stillwater. This one, Stateside Saison. I've had this one before. It's delicious. All right, and we'll get to the next 10.
Where's Stateside?
After we try another beer.
And I like Saisons. Where's Stateside?
This is the Stillwater Brewing.
They're, Stillwater, okay.
They're mostly in Baltimore. Baltimore breweries.
So this is the last one we picked up. Again, there are plenty that we didn't pick up. They had a lot of stuff on tap that they did not have in bottles, and I could have gotten growlers of. But we decided to go with the four, kind of get a sampling of what they had in their 22 ounces.
Thank you, sir. And what is this one? This one's there.
This is called Belgian IPA.
I love Belgian IPAs.
With habanero. Ooh. It's called Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah, this is why we totally had to do this one last.
Yeah.
That's too many flavors in one. And I'm guessing the alcohol content's a little higher on this.
I'll read that off the bottle in just a moment. Pass that down to Miguel.
So this is a kind of golden color, I would...
Yeah, and it's very clear compared to the other one. Much lighter color.
I get some nice hop smell.
Yep, there's certainly hops in here.
Not as tight white head as the other one.
And I can actually taste the... I can actually smell the pepper.
Kind of like citrusy.
Damn, dude. This has a danky... hoppy.
Do you call it earthy hops, or I thought I got a little citrus.
It smells like my grandmother's basement.
No, I'm going with that. It's a danky. Mm. But there is that floral. Wow, that's weird. There's that's gonna be grandmother.
I smell something sweet. Like your grandmother.
Yes.
But there's dank underneath.
Whoa! My grandmother was a saint.
Uh oh.
It's spicy.
Ooh.
Oh, and that comes on the back end, doesn't it? Yeah. That comes on the back.
It's a little surprising.
End.
Down so your throat, you get the spiciness.
It smells like a good old Northwestern IPA.
It tastes like Peru.
Yeah. Tastes like spice. Wow, just that is just
small.
Ooh, that is peppery.
Sip.
What kind of peppers?
Habanero.
Yeah.
All right. Introduce your taste buds to a blast of spicy habanero pepper and red Shedman Shedman Lunatic Fringe. This delightful citrusy hopped Belgian IPA is a unique sensory experience. Can you handle a second serving? Question mark.
It's unique. It's really interesting because when you go to drink it, you get the hop aromas, like the citrusy aromas. You taste it, you get some of that hop IPA flavor right away.
And then it goes.
And then it's like,
it's really, it's on the back end. It's after you swallowed it, and you're like, what just happened? 35 IBU, 6.5 alcohol by volume. I would not be doing a second glass of this.
No.
It would be hard to drink a second glass of this.
It'd be hard to drink the first glass of this.
So we tried the Naughty and Nice. Remember those?
This
one
is
of those
like
was
the
a
Naughty.
Spicy beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said,
but this is naughtier than the Naughty.
Hmm?
I might have been there for that. That sounds familiar.
This would actually taste good on Taco Tuesdays.
Yes.
There you go.
This would. You know what else this would? But this would also taste good with a chocolate, like Death by Chocolate cake.
Oh,
you
something
know, like
sweet
something super sweet. Like something like cloying
to kind of offset the fact that you're drinking habanero peppers.
Yeah,
but I also think that the more I'm drinking it, the more I'm getting used to the fact that that's there.
What I was about to say, that the second and third sips, as this thing warms up, you get more of the IPA taste, which is actually pretty good. Like, I wonder what this. Did you say this is a mix? Like, do they have an IPA without the habanero?
Nope, they had IPAs there. They had Suicide Blonde and things like that. They had other IPAs there. I chose this because it was... I just got a...
No, that's a good choice.
A bunch of 22 ounces.
It goes good with the poison sliders your wife made.
My vegetarian wife made beef. I've never...
I'm pretty sure that's not beef.
In 18 years. Maybe I am trying guinea pig for the first time.
No, she's going to be like, oh, did you like it? It's...
Did you like
it's
it?
Your sister!
It's cardboard and quinoa.
I'm okay with that, man. I put enough ketchup and onions, made it taste like a White Castle. Oh, there's onions behind you if you want onions to make it taste
like
a White Castle.
If you want onions with Mike's sister.
That's going too far, man. You've crossed.
I know your sister. She's a lovely woman.
Yes.
All right.
I like stuff with your sister.
Exactly. Both of you.
All right, let's finish the top 10 of Maryland's 20 best beers.
Wait, this isn't going to be a persistent list of mania?
No,
it's only 20. It's not 100.
All right.
We have Heavy Seas and Devil's Backbone, a combo, Land Ho.
Devil's Backbone's a Virginia beer.
Yeah.
That's kind of cheating. I think that one should be, what do you call it? Disqualified.
It's only half Maryland. So we have another double brewery. This one from Stillwater and Brewer's Art. Brewer's Art in Baltimore. Brew pub in Baltimore. Very cool place.
Yeah.
Kind of an upscale food. Very good.
What is that?
Brewer's Art in downtown Baltimore. It's good stuff. They have one of their beers is called Ozzy.
Like Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. Oh, one of my staples. Flying Dogs. Raging bitch.
Dude, that should be number one. Now that's a
that's number
one. Now, and that's a story, because I remember having beer with everybody. And we were at Jody's house. And everyone was drinking something, and I was drinking Raging Bitch. And I thought everyone else was drinking Raging Bitch. So everyone finishes their beer, and they go get seconds. And I'm still on my first. And they go back and get thirds. And I say, I'll take another one of these. And they come back. And then I start drinking my third when everyone else is like on their fifth, not realizing that Raging Bitch is like, what, 10 point something?
Not 10, it's like 8 or 9%.
Though. It's a high, it's high, yeah. And everyone else was drinking like 4.5. So everyone was on their fifth beer and doing okay, and I'm halfway through my third beer going, I don't know if I'm driving home. What is everyone drinking that that I'm not drinking? That's a good beer.
It is a good beer. The grapefruit notes on that are fantastic.
My kids are so puerile that when I asked them to get me one of these the other day, and I was like, read it. What's it say? And they won't even read it.
Puerile, huh? Do I owe you $10 for these $5 words? What am I doing? How am I paying you for these?
I don't know. Okay, the next one, number 7, Evolution Craft Brewing's Lot Number 3 IPA. Again, don't... Haven't had their beers.
We had to get an Evolution experience.
All right, Heavy Seas Winter Storm is number 6. That's their...
I'm guessing it's a porter, stout.
Maybe like a winter beer of some kind, I would guess. Oh, number next is advertisement.
Number all next. Right,
number 5, Flying Doggy Style Pale Ale.
Man, Raging Bitch is better than Doggy Style.
And here's a Brewer's Art beer. It's called Resurrection.
Out of context, that's a fantastic sentence.
Stillwater's Cellar Door. American Farmhouse, I've had that one too, it's good. Oh, number 2, this one was often in my rotation. Loose Cannon, Hop 3 IPA from Heavy Seas. And the number 1 beer.
According to who?
I mentioned it. Brewer's Art's Aussie Ale.
Ah. There you go.
That so the source for this, by the way, was the Baltimore Sun.
Bias towards Baltimore.
Jerry Jackson. This is dated
they
August 4th.
Threw a lot of Frederick
4th.
In there.
No, this was... Today's August 4th. When was this article?
Today.
I don't know. It was a couple of months ago that I think I pulled this one off. Of the Baltimore Sun. No wonder it's so Baltimore heavy.
Right. Good article, Chris. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Let's make sure we try all of those beers.
Yeah. Especially Ozzy. We have to have Ozzy because it's the number 1.
Ozzy.
All right.
Any final thoughts? Who had seconds? Anybody? Anybody?
She's actually on her 4th glass of honey.
Who had palate cleansers? Megan did.
Yeah, it's kind of tough with the spicy beers to want more.
Making my tummy feel different.
Yeah.
That's love.
Been married 15 years.
I have no comment for that.
Spicy IPA, man.
As a guy who doesn't like IPA, I don't like hoppy beers to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing habanero in there is not going to do me any favors. So that's bottom of my list.
Okay.
I love hoppy beers. Are we doing our rankings here?
Oh, yeah. Let's I think we're done. Let's finish off the show. So, the beers we had tonight were all from Red Shedman's Brewing. The first one was
The Reaper.
The second one was Grinder Espresso Stout. The third one was Honey Bourbon. The fourth one was Lunatic Fringe. And all right, Mark, you started. What was your favorite?
My favorite is going to be, I don't know. I like the Honey Bourbon. I'm proud that's going to be my number one. I like the Espresso as well. The Reaper, hit or miss. Like I said in the beginning, I probably wouldn't order another bottle of that, another glass of that. And I would actually send back the first pint of the habanero.
Wow.
Didn't do anything
didn't
for
like
me. And as a guy who doesn't like hops, throwing that pepper in there is not doing... I mean, I'm still drinking this glass, but I poured myself a small glass. So.
Wow.
The honey bourbon is my top in this.
All right, Megan, if you had to order another bottle of one of these, which would it be?
I would order the honey bourbon.
All right.
And I would send back the... habanero one.
Not even a little bit?
Do you like IPAs at all?
No, not really.
Okay.
It just is too spicy.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
I was disappointed because when he said Belgian IPA, I got all excited, and then it had the habanero, and I was like...
I don't even know why it's called a Belgian IPA, to be honest with you. Just call it an IPA with habanero, because did you get any
you
Belgian experience?
And even if there was Belgian,
no candy.
You're not going to taste it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no... The bouquet is straight up, you know, Northwestern IPA. The taste was all habanero. It did remind me, but at least with Naughty, when we did the Flying Dog, it had like the herbs and you had other flavor profiles and you knew. I really liked the bouquet though. It's great, but I mean, of all the beers,
it smells awesome.
And I think that made
and
the
that's,
taste.
You thought it was a Belgian, right. Smelling it. It's weird how none of that habanero, none of it, came through the bouquet.
Yeah, oh. And some of these beers, they might, you know, instead of the constant rotation, they might want to work on honing it a little bit. I don't know. I'd like to try some more of their beers to see how it goes. But they nailed it, so my...
I'd like to try, like, a flat-out IPA from them, because it smells delicious.
Yeah.
It tastes delicious initially.
20-minute drive.
I could just do without the habanero.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. That's what I was, like, when I was asking if that was a blend. But, so I'd have to put that one at the bottom, and then I was interested. Like I said, I'm going to go back and try some more of the... Was it Lunatic Fringe? What is the...
No, that was the habanero.
What
the
was the...
Honey Bourbon?
No.
The coffee.
No, the other one.
You want to try this?
The Reaper.
The Reaper.
It has a habanero pepper in it.
the Reaper. I like the Reaper, but my favorite one was the coffee espresso. The honey brown, the honey bourbon didn't do it for me. It just, I don't know if it was because we blasted our palates or whatever, but we just had the stout, so it just, there wasn't a lot there. But that, they nailed it with the espresso. Grinder, that's what it's called. That one was the best.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite as well. Actually, I kind of like the Lunatic Fringe. It's growing on me a little bit. I would love to try just a flat-out IPA from them, because... What about you, Gail? You're trying Lunatic Fringe. What's your feeling?
I like it.
The spiciness? You get the spiciness?
Yeah,
at the end?
That's
yeah.
What I
And her
like.
Favorite cheese, by the way, is habanero cheese.
Well, and I
like she's like trying, like, I thought you guys said this was spicy.
No, it is spicy. It has a burn.
You should try some of this.
It
as
also
well.
Also almost has like a citrusy thing going on.
Uh-huh.
Do you
yeah.
have that too?
Yep, that's the
hops. Oh, it's just citrusy.
Yeah.
It's certainly an IPA on the bouquet. And if it didn't have the habanero, it'd probably be a great IPA, like you were saying, trying the regular IPAs.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. Well, Gail doesn't like IPAs because they're normally bitter, so she's going for seconds and thirds of that sip, so that's pretty interesting.
All right. I think we're done.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to CNBC Episode 75. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
Yeah.
You don't know your own website?
Yeah.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast.
Yeah, come check out all the cool pics we showed from our recent beer experiences and our 6-city live tour.
Yep. We're on Twitter at cnbcpodcast. We have a YouTube page. We'll probably do a video tonight. youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do next week.
We could do a hodgepodge. We could go in quest for the Aussie.
All right.
You know what we're not going to do? Get the brew from Harpoon.
Drink good beer.
Thanks for coming, Mark and Megan.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. I got to give my toast.
Oh, yeah.
Beer doesn't make you fat. It makes you lean. You lean against bars, lean against tables, lean against chairs, lean against walls.
I like that.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer.
Salute.
Good beer.
Cheers.
Cheers. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, Ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am.